USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is again pushing for an aggressive stimulus package as coronavirus cases continue to increase across the United States.
Our focus in the Congress continues to be on COVID relief. This is a red alert. All hands on deck.
Jim Jeffrey, the United States' retiring special representative to Syria and the special envoy in the fight against ISIS, confirmed on Thursday that he and other senior administration officials routinely misled President Trump on troop levels in the Middle East. Jeffrey, speaking to Defense One, explained how, although President Trump's stated promise was to withdraw American troops from the Middle East, he was able to convince the president to commit to keeping between 200 and 400 troops in the region in 2019 to secure oil fields held by U.S. allies. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
President Trump set to address the nation from the Rose Garden at 4 o'clock Eastern Time today. A state judge in Michigan denied a bid by a conservative legal group to block the certification of election results and force an independent audit of votes in Detroit, calling the allegations of misconduct and voter fraud incorrect and not credible. Coronavirus continuing to impact the world of sports.
As positive coronavirus tests have postponed a number of college football games this weekend, one conference is canceling all sports for the next several months. The Ivy League announced Thursday that all winter sports would be canceled, shelving men's and women's basketball, wrestling, indoor track and field, swimming, and fencing. The league also postponed the start of spring sports until the end of February and won't conduct previously canceled fall sports during the spring semester. The Ivy League was the first college conference to start canceling its sports calendar when the pandemic began back in March. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled YouMove.com.
There are high hopes for a coronavirus vaccine made by Pfizer, but those who have received the shot say it's no fun. Participants saying the side effects can feel like the flu or a bad hangover. The timing on the vaccine is unknown, but Dr. Anthony Fauci tells ABC's Good Morning America we can expect...
Obviously, the first ones that are going to get it are people like healthcare providers who put themselves at risk, and then there were those who are highly vulnerable. Over the months from December, which when it will start in December, then you get to January, February, March, April, we hope that by the time you get into the second quarter, end of April, early May, May, June, somewhere around that time, the ordinary citizen should be able to get it.
Washington, D.C. police and other local officials are monitoring nearly a dozen groups that plan on holding protests this weekend.
We have a number of groups that are thinking about coming here on Saturday. Regardless of your issue, if you want to come to Washington, D.C., we're going to welcome you with open arms. But the rules are very clear. We're not going to allow any violence.
That's D.C. Police Chief Peter Newsham. Many of the people in D.C. will be at the Million MAGA March, which begins Saturday at noon Eastern Time in Washington, D.C., at Freedom Plaza, ending at the Supreme Court. More news can be found online at usaradio.com or check us out as well on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.